3D, all the rage, 10 past two. Movies, video games, and now 3D TV. The first 3D television sets went on sale in Australia last week. Sony's releasing 3D TV in New Zealand later this year. But a leading eye doctor in Melbourne says the new TVs need to come with a health warning like cigarettes or alcohol. Dr. Lionel Koval from the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital warns some people will feel sick watching 3D TV. They should think twice about making the investment in the new technology. Dr. Lionel Koval is on the line with us now from Melbourne. Lionel, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jim.
Thank you for coming on about this.
It's my pleasure.
How does 3D work? I mean, how is it different from what we usually watch? Can you explain it for us?
Well, with 3D, you actually have to have two different cameras taking the same picture at slightly different angles. If you just hold your thumb out in front of you right now and look at it with both eyes, then with just your left eye and just your right eye, you'll see that your left eye picture is slightly different to your right eye picture.
Yes.
And the brain puts those two different pictures together into one 3D picture. Now, if you have two cameras taking a picture of your thumb at slightly different angles, and you wear some special glasses that allow you to see the left camera picture and the right camera picture, you'll see a 3D picture.
What does this, thank you, that's a very succinct explanation. What does this do to your eyes when they try and accommodate this, Lionel?
If you've got a good visual system, your eyes will do it naturally without any effort.
But if you don't?
About 5-ish percent of the population, so that's what, about 200,000 New Zealanders, probably don't have high-quality 3D vision. Of those who have terrible 3D vision or no 3D vision, they'll be fine. They just won't see the 3D picture. It'll be as if only one camera is working. But a small number of people, somewhere near that 5%, who have some degree of 3D vision, but not good quality 3D vision, they're the people who will struggle to get the 3D, and that struggle is likely to cause a lot of visual discomfort, headaches, eye strain, maybe some dizziness, and they're the people who might be in trouble.
Including yours truly, Lionel, when I went to see Avatar, is there a reason for the black spots in front? Can I ask you, please, Doctor, is there a reason for the black spots in front of your eyes?
Jim, I've never met you, but and I hope that you're not nearing 50. But as one heads towards, 30s, 40s, 50s, sort of black spots in your vision become more and more common. And you should have a good eye exam at least once to make sure that they're quite innocent. But black spots have nothing to do with the ability to see 3D.
No, I'm in the age range or not, and you've got me worried now. So what are your concerns about 3D TV when it's, launched probably massively on the market?
I don't really have any major concerns, and that newspaper article that you're referring to, I think, is a distorted view of what I actually said. I don't have any major concerns. I just think it's very sensible before you go and spend your money that you sit in front of it for 10 minutes and make sure that you get the 3D value from it without any visual discomfort. If you're getting visual discomfort, then it's not for you. Spend your money on buying some jewelry for your wife.
So you can tell virtually straight away?
Several minutes should be enough.
What about that newspaper article that, you mentioned, referring to seizures, some people actually experiencing seizures from 3D TV?
I think that's a misunderstanding. I'm not aware of that at all. I almost can't imagine how that could happen.
Okay. Well, it's good to clear that up.
A little bit of scaremongering there.
Dr. Lionel Koval is with us. So the eyes have to work harder with 3D and the brain?
If you have fantastic 3D vision, and 90 or more percent of the population have fantastic 3D vision, neither the eye nor the brain have to work harder. They're pre-wired to do it all really well automatically. But if your 3D vision is just so-so, isn't great, they're the people where both the eyes and the brain have to work a little bit and have to work harder to try and get the 3D and or to try and get some 3D, and they're the people who might get into trouble.
Are there any special concerns, Lionel, about children watching 3D TV as opposed to adults?
I think the concerns have nothing to do with the eyes. I think the concerns have to do with their brains and their mind. You know, they should be reading books and playing games and kicking footballs.
Right, the usual concerns. And are you satisfied that all the studies are in about the effects of 3D? There wouldn't be any long-term effects, something worse than headaches or disorientation that we should worry about?
I think for 90% of the population, it's going to be fantastic. You know, it's sort of a new, better dimension in what you're seeing. You know, 3D looks better than 2D. And as soon as you see it in the shop, and if you love it, you'll want to buy one.
As simple as that. All right. Thank you, Lionel. Thank you for your time with us too. So that's ophthalmologist Dr. Lionel Koval from the Royal Victorian Eye and Ear Hospital.